Welcome to Synergy Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brian Banks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Harnisch. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Harnisch. And now, play ball. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zerillo hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burnitz hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carl bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Belliard moves to second. Two outs. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Loretta bunts towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Belliard moves to third. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett's strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Reese reaches second base with a double. Burnett's throws the ball into Cirillo, who tags Reese trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pete Harnish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harnish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Banks steals second. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carl is 0 for 0 in the game. Carl hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hammonds throws the ball into Larkin, who tags Carl trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Loretta scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard misplays the ball. That's an error on Belliard. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 0-for-1 in the game. Casey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Casey reaches second base with a double. Hammonds moves to third. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo throws towards short. Loretta fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Loretta. Hammonds scores. Casey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Brewers. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett's hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Burnett's reaches second base with a double. Gabe White now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reese scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Steins pinch hits for Gabe White. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steins strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Reese scores. Cameron moves to third. Hammonds moves to second. It's 6-2, Brewers. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Larkin moves to third. One out. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reese hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denys Reyes now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 2. the Reds will come to bat. Aaron Boone pinch hits for Denys Reyes. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cameron scores. It's 8-3, Brewers. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Casey is hit by the pitch. Vaughn moves to second. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Casey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Brewers. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Williamson now pitching. Hal Morris now playing first base. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Belliard strikes out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Alberto Reyes. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Brian Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Tucker pinch hits for Jeffrey Hammonds. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Michael Tucker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tucker hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dimitri Young pinch hits for Scott Williamson. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Synergy Field in Cincinnati.